I'm not going to lie. Yeah, you're all going to hate me. Well, all but one of you.
Wait, is this your best?
Not my best, but I like the New York logo.
The Yankees?
It's classic. Here's the thing. I don't like the Reds logo. Because I feel like it's too simple.
Well,
and I feel the same.
Logo is so unique.
I don't like.
It's not like every other sports team.
Not like every sports team uses it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Yankees logo does just enough, but it doesn't do too much. And I think it's good.
Welcome to the one and only Fried Chicken Dingers podcast. We're your hosts, Shabab Ahmad,
a group of former Little League teammates based in Amman, Jordan,
with a taste for fried chicken.
Join us as we discuss the latest news,
rumors,
theories,
and opinions in the world of baseball.
Join us monthly for...
Wait. Guys, do you seriously think we're going to be able to do that?
Barry!
Okay, sorry.
Join us monthly for all things baseball from fans of the Yankees,
Reds,
Twins,
White Sox,
Tigers,
Dodgers,
and the A's right here on Fried Chicken Dingers.
And welcome back, everybody, to another off-season episode of Fried Chicken Dingers. Most of us are back here again in person recording where it all started last year, Christmas Eve of 2019, and here we are again. You got me, Paskey, the A's rep, with
Caleb,
Jacob,
David,
Noah for the White Sox,
and Barry.
The offseason has been disappointingly quiet as of late, kind of, but we still got some stuff to talk about. So let's see. On my list, Morton to the Braves.
Great.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
They're probably going to win the World Series.
They're not going to win. Oh,
well,
yeah.
The next couple.
The Braves, yeah, they're a really good team.
They were very close this year.
Yeah, they've got a solid team.
They challenged the Dodgers, for sure.
Actually, I think I was saying now I think they have the best starting five.
I think so.
And their offense is scary.
Yeah, their offense is super good.
Not against Trevor Bauer.
Well...
He's gonna go to the Braves.
Oh no!
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
Let's see. Here's the rotation: Morton, Fried,
Soroka,
and
Anderson, and they got Drew Smyly, who is probably the dark horse candidate.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're gonna be pretty good.
Yeah. The Royals are making some moves. They got Michael A. Taylor and Mike Minor, and they also got Carlos Santana. So, pose a little bit of a threat probably, but they're still...
I mean, not really.
I mean, they're on the rise, I would say.
They're better than they were.
They are better than they were.
But they're not good.
But it doesn't look like a long-term rebuild. I mean,
no.
These guys are kind of old.
they need their draft picks. So,
the Mets are also making pretty much... all the right moves. They picked up Trevor May and James McCann, as well as made quite a few front office things.
Didn't they? They basically fired all of their front office.
I think we talked about that last episode.
Yeah,
but it's been working out well, and Mets fans, from the few Mets fans I follow on Twitter, they're pretty happy about what's going on.
So, I can imagine.
Although some of them were complaining that they got James McCann and not Real Muto, but
oh, those poor babies!
I know.
McCann is a good catcher.
McCann is great.
There's no need for them to. If McCann is cheaper than Real Muto,
exactly.
Yeah. Although, an ungrateful fans move. Like they get a new owner who fires everybody and brings in an actual good staff. Starts picking people up, and all they want to do is complain about how they couldn't get Real Muto.
To be fair, by the numbers, Real Muto is the better catcher.
Oh, no.
He's like
the
best
catcher
in baseball. Yeah. If you could take into consideration defensive wins above replacement and offensive wins above replacement.
Who's the best hitter in baseball? Is it him? It's him, isn't it?
Sanchez, he's the best hitting catcher in baseball.
That's what I mean.
Yes, he's definitely the best hitting catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I mean, unless like
Grandal in years past.
Grandal in years past, he's like, I think he's second on the list. Like, there was a graphic. Ramuto is, like, way up here. Grandal's like half.
Which really
that
helps
height.
All the listeners at home.
I know. It's yeah. really helpful.
And then there was Mitch Garver, who had like a. He's won the Silver Slugger in 2019 and then swung a pool noodle in 2020.
And then there was Gary Sanchez.
Yeah. He did better than Mitch Garver.
Yeah. That's not saying much.
But that's not saying much. Yeah, he sucked in 2020.
Dude, it was so fun to watch him.
No, it was not fun to watch him.
Well, not as a Yankees
fan. You knew
fan,
he'd
of
strike out every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's why it was so fun to watch him.
You knew he'd strike out or hit a 420 foot bomb, which happened about 5 times in like 200 plate appearances. No.
The Orioles got Jose Iglesias. That's about it for the Orioles.
He returns to the Orioles. Yeah. He was already an Oriole, right. And he's
speaking
headed back.
Speaking of Iglesias.
There.
Raziel Iglesias to the Angels.
Yeah, that's a big move.
Yeah.
So, unfortunate for the Reds.
Yes.
But good for Trout.
How do you feel about that, Jacob?
Honestly, it's not that bad. He's been good, but he's been hit or miss. Like, he was good some years, and some years he was really bad.
But that's so true. He could be really shaky.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how it'll play out.
Just as long as Trout is getting some actual, like, support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their bullpen needs a lot of work.
And our whole team needs a lot of work.
Yeah. Except for center field.
Yeah, center field's fine.
Third base is fine.
Third base is pretty good, yeah.
White Sox making a couple moves as well.
Yeah, we've made a few. The first move was pretty good. Lance Lynn, we traded him for Dane Dunning and another prospect. It's kind of sad that we lost Dunning. He was good, and he's definitely going to be good in the future, inshallah, for the Rangers' sake. But yeah, so the Rangers got Dunning, and we got Lance Lynn, which is, he's going to be great. That starting rotation is looking better by the minute. And the unfortunate trade that happened is that we signed Adam Eaton, who was with the White Sox back in 2016 and before, and was actually the reason, partially the reason why the White Sox started rebuilding in the first place, because of like a feud between him and Adam LaRoche. And so that's... Yeah, it's interesting that we got him back, but we'll see what happens with that.
And then you have Carlos Santana, the lifelong Indian for the most part.
Yes.
He did, my bad. Well,
speaking of the Indians, they're not getting any better.
No, they're not. They're not the Indians.
They're not the Indians anymore.
Or not yet.
Cleveland almost. Baseball
They're
going
to spend another offseason talking about trading Lindor, but not
actually.
Do you think it's
going to
happen?
Not this offseason, probably this summer or next year.
Same thing's going to happen with Arenado again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rumors and then nothing happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jock Peterson every year.
Jock Peterson's a free agent.
Yeah, he's still going to go back to like the Dodgers.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think he might go.
I think he might go somewhere else. They don't need him.
No. Well, unless it's the postseason.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so good this postseason. He came in clutch so many times.
That's true. Well, that failed miserably. I'll move on to the next one. So David Dahl, who was formerly a Rocky, has moved on to the Rangers from his position of like second base and left field to the Rangers.
He's pretty good.
He is pretty good. Yep. It's a solid pickup for the Rangers, who need a lot of infield help.
Unfortunate for Detroit, because I know a lot of Detroit fans on Twitter were lobbying for David Dahl to go to the Tigers, but that didn't happen. But like, that was like a huge thing going on Twitter, like hashtag Dahl to Detroit, but it never ended up happening. So
yeah, well, he can play outfield, which they need, and he can play second, which they need, so he'll be a good fit for them.
Yeah,
a
couple more small ones. Anthony DiStefani went from the Reds to the Giants, and then Hunter Renfroe went to the Red Sox. I don't think there's a whole lot to say about those.
Not yeah. really.
And then Michael Wacha went from the Mets to the Rays.
Yeah. So I guess Morton was replaced by Michael Wacha.
Yeah,
so, Wacha. That's a little rough.
There's also rumors. It's a great name for a pitcher. Wacha. It's almost as great as Homer Bailey.
Where is Homer Bailey now? Is he still with the Twins?
Homer Bailey, yeah, he's with the Twins. Oh my gosh. He had like one start last year. He's injured the rest of the time.
Rip.
Could have been worse. He could have been playing.
Yeah. Yep. Another rumor that's floating around is that Blake Snell is going to get traded. Not that he's going to, but he's on the table apparently to get traded somewhere.
See, that makes no sense to me. Yeah. Why would you trade a Cy Young winner from TCU?
I don't know. Well, obviously, the Rays have made some questionable calls involving Blake Snell recently.
True.
I don't think he's going to.
I can't see him going.
He didn't request a trade, did he? Because he like came out and. Because I mean, the only thing that would make sense if it is if he's like actually still mad that they pulled him in the World Series and now he wants out of the Rays. But I don't think so because he came out and said the opposite, basically.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of that.
Yeah, he said he still respects Kevin Cash. Like, I don't think he holds any grudges really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Isn't there also a rumor that Sonny Gray might be traded?
Yep, that's another trade possibility that's floating around.
Where would he go?
I haven't heard Mexico. That, but I've heard... I think I've heard that the Dodgers have looked in on that and the Yankees, of course, just because they can.
Why would Sonny Gray come back?
I don't know.
I don't know. That did not work.
Yeah.
He's going to return to Oakland.
That'd be cool. That'd
be actually, Oakland that. Might be one of the teams that's looking into him. I don't remember exactly.
Wait, but doesn't he want money?
Yeah.
So that takes out the Rays, the A's.
That's Twins. A bit, yep.
The Twins.
The White Sox.
Yeah, but if he does go, though, the Reds pitching staff is being picked apart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Reds are going to have a total rehaul next year at pitching.
That'll be funny.
All you have is Castillo.
It's really sad because the Reds were like, they looked like they were going to be great.
Yeah. Looked very promising.
Like, and now everyone's pitching leaving. Staff
is they're gone. In a weird phase, yeah.
They are. It's true. They're kind of like finished their rebuild and were actually looking really good in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And now they're screwed.
The rebuild. It's like, rebuild's done. Let's start over.
Yeah. Rebuild's done. Let's do it again after making the playoffs.
It was fun. Let's do it again. We lost terribly in the postseason, so we're just going to rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, who do they have left? I mean, Castillo and then what? Like Farmer and
pretty much. Who's that dude who pitched against the Twins and dominated?
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer.
I don't know his name.
I don't remember his name either.
Anyway.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name either. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any more rumors that we need to discuss?
Liam Hendricks. We have rumors about him.
He's not staying for sure.
He's not. The A's are not involved in any of those rumors. I've heard that the White Sox have made him their number one priority at the moment.
He beats them, and then they're like, we need this guy. We need this
pretty
guy.
Much. And so I've heard that there's going to be a big push before Christmas to get at least one deal done for the White Sox. And some executive burner accounts on Twitter have said that there's going to be like a couple big signings before Christmas because that's people like that, I guess.
Interesting.
One of them might be Trevor Bauer.
For real?
Maybe. So in his latest, not vlog, but like his agent, his quote unquote agent, we'll use that term for now. In her latest vlog, she was having a phone call with him, and he had a question about how he was going to announce his signing. So
interesting.
I feel like it would have been announced already.
Well, he hasn't signed yet, then he can't.
He's probably going to announce it before actually signing. Because that would be such a Trevor Bauer thing to do.
That would be such a Trevor Bauer thing to do.
That's true.
But, so for that reason, it's possible. Theoretically, he could be one of the pre-Christmas signings.
It's possible. I would think.
I hope not. Yeah. That means we won't be able to cover it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
I think that Bauer, it wants the camera too much, and so I think he's going to wait, like Machado and Harper.
I think he's waiting.
Yeah.
So I think it's not going to be until like halfway through spring training. No. So like you mean February. Like
halfway through April then?
Oh, please no.
But do you guys have any updated predictions as to where Bauer's going to go?
Honestly,
Angels.
I
think it's going to be the Angels.
Actually?
I'm thinking Bauer's time.
And I know this for saying the Angels.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag Bauer to Anaheim is pretty big on Twitter right now. And
it's possible.
Didn't he rank them first?
Yeah. Can you imagine if the Angels had signed Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer back to back? Then they'd look scary.
Yeah.
But they don't, so it's okay.
Are the Angels in there running for Sonny Gray?
They might be. I don't know. I don't really think so, but maybe. I don't see them
being a good fit for him. But it's possible.
I mean, they'll take anything they can.
Manasian has this master plan, and he's
yeah, so true.
Quietly executing it under everybody's name.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, I mean, last little bit of news. Howie Kendrick, former World Series champion, is retiring. He's been playing for a while, so.
Yeah, good for him.
He finished his career on a high note. There's some big rumors about rule changes for the 2021 season. So one is the DH rule, and the other one, Caleb, you were talking about earlier.
Yes, the extra inning rule. Apparently, a lot of the players really like it, and they would like to have it stay in 2021, which is not we're not a fan of, but
no.
I guess it shortens games, and that's why the players love it. So we might have to deal with some more. Well, we might have to deal with weird extra innings for a long time.
I don't think a single baseball fan likes that rule.
Yeah, I understand why the players would.
I understand why the players would, but
fans. We don't care about the players.
Yeah.
Amen.
Screw the players.
So it wasn't a Manfred thing.
No, it was not a Manfred thing. It's just like, okay, there's a lot of talk that they like it.
We can still blame him for it.
Yeah, yes. Amen.
Of course.
Hashtag blame Manfred. Would you like to discuss the DH rule?
It's stupid.
Well, I think Barry has more about it to say than I.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
no one wants to see pitchers hit. No one. There's like three pitchers who want. There's a couple, but
I like
most. No, it's so boring. They just walk up there and then they strike out. There's 1 in 20 at bats. Maybe they get a bloop single or something. But it's stupid. It's boring. No one wants to hit. No one wants to see. Michael Lorenzen can play other positions.
That's true.
No one wants to see pitchers hit.
Probably better.
Why would you want to see? Why would you want to see a pitcher try and hit when you could have a professional hit? It's hilarious for AL fan who watches NL games sometimes, but it's horribly frustrating for an NL fan hilarious. Who has to deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
It's funny watching
It's also stupid that the leagues have different rules because it messes things up. Like, for example, home run totals. Like, the AL will always lead the NL because they'll have the DH and the pitcher effective. No, they're not effectively useless. They are completely useless.
No, I actually think that the DH rule should stay as much as I love watching pitchers hit. I think the DH rule should be implemented in both.
Find it interesting, but like to watch pitchers hit, but then I don't have to do that on a day-to-day basis. But it is fun to watch. But then, I really enjoyed seeing DHs everywhere. It seemed like all the teams were a lot better prepared and like had a much better lineup. But would have loved to see that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the perfect because like now is the long ball era. So a DH rule would be perfect.
Yeah, you would think that Mr. Genius Manfred, who was brilliant enough to think of, I don't know if he thought of the pitch clock, but he's been fan of it. You would think that somebody as brilliant as him, who's pro making the game more interesting for fans, would think that maybe it's a good idea to put the really good hitter who can put the ball in the center field stands in instead of the pitcher who strikes out every single at bat. You would think that that may have crossed his mind, that maybe that would make the game more interesting for fans, but apparently not. He's just interested in making pitchers pitch every 20 or 30 seconds.
I think he's not interested in the fans, to be honest. I think he's only interested in making sure the owners are happy. And that's about it.
I think the owners would be happy with the DH.
Yeah, because they like
that's the DH. True.
Even like think about it financially. If you have a guy in your payroll who can't field, but he's a good hitter, but then if you don't have a DH position, you have to have the pitcher in there. If you're paying him, you might as well let him hit if that's what he can do.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true. Yeah, I felt like I noticed, especially last year, there were a lot of teams in the NL who like had players like that who fit really nicely in a DH role. And so the team's not better.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. And he's still a free agent, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I think he'll re-sign with the Braves.
Though. I think so, too. That worked out very well.
Yeah. Because he was, the second best hitter on that team?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
you got to give number one to Freeman since he won the MVP.
Of course.
Yep. But he was not far behind hitting-wise.
I just saw an article that says that they might keep the universal DH rule in exchange for an expanded playoff field. Instead of 16, it would be 14 teams.
Oh. Interesting. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
I'd be fine with 14 teams.
Yeah,
I think 16 is way too much because then you've got teams like Milwaukee, who are under 500 and they're in the postseason.
And no, under 500.
Well, it's possible they wouldn't have been under 500. Yeah.
We don't need to talk about the Astros.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Astros.
No, but
they suck.
Even my dad got super mad. He was like, nobody wants to see them in the playoffs. No. Absolutely nobody wants to see them there. Especially succeeding in winning games. Like, nobody cares. Nobody wants to see them. It's so dumb.
Well, they beat the A's, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they beat like, one of the best teams in baseball last year in a series. And it was like, well, nobody cares. Nobody wants to see them win.
They never got to... Did they ever get to play with fans in the stands? They didn't.
They never did. No.
There was that one White Sox fan who booed them from across the street with a megaphone.
What a guy.
And called them all cheaters, which that was great.
But then, like, what's sad is they might not even get that this year.
Here's the question. Will people have forgotten over the course of this season, or will that just add fuel to the fire? Have people just sat in their living rooms watching baseball games just...
possible.
Imagining the moment when they get to take the field and boo the Astros.
I think there are people in both parties.
Yeah.
Also depends on how much Correa says.
I think so overall it'll be a little less, but there's still definitely going to be Correa.
I hope when the Astros take the field for the first time in 2021, assuming there's fans in stadium, it sounds like it did during... Robert Manfred's he basically cried. He was like breaking down.
Oh yeah. Like
that was hilarious.
When he was handing out the commissioner's trophy.
I almost felt bad for him.
Yeah. I didn't.
I don't feel bad for him.
He did it to himself.
Yeah. He did do it to himself. And if I was there, awful. I would be booing him as well.
It wasn't like he made a mistake and then everybody got mad at him and it was kind of unfair even though he apologized. He was stupid. And then he called the trophy...
A piece of metal.
And then he didn't... I mean, he gave a half-hearted apology, but no one likes Rob Manfred.
He's such a joke as a commissioner. Like, he doesn't even care about the game in baseball.
Yeah.
Speaking of Manfred and rule changes, there was I don't know if it's a rumor or if it's for sure, but they were talking about banning the shift.
Yeah. Banning the shift?
They don't think to allow the DH.
Where you have to have 1 foot on the dirt. At Something least like you that. Have to have at least 1 foot on the dirt. Oh. And you can't just be standing in the grass.
I hate that.
That's kind of dumb.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, like, I don't like it. But, like, well,
then you wouldn't see.
Because the Rays would lose every time.
You never see. Yeah, you never see. Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Yes. Like, I think four-man outfields are awesome. Yeah. Like, they're so. They're so.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
you
it's
either
cool.
Win big or you lose big.
I've never really seen it where I go, like where I see it and I'm like, oh wow, that was really smart to do a four-man outfield, because I bet the guy always strikes out or something because it's the Yankees. But but yeah, but then I mean, I'd be okay with it. Like, I don't love it, but I'm okay. I'm totally fine with shifts. But then if you wanted to make everyone stay on the dirt, I'm like, okay. I mean, I understand that, just to give some hitters more of a career, but.
Like Chris Davis.
Yeah. I mean, but some players have really been hurt by the uptick.
Are you referring to anybody on the Yankees?
No, we don't really have many lefties and righties who've been affected. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we have guys like DJ Mayhew who they play straight up anyway because you can't shift on him.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
Well, I mean, the point is to make it more exciting, because apparently when you talk about exciting, everyone, what Manfred is leaning toward things is offense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want to give the offensive players
more. Which, again,
which is why the DH rule doesn't make any sense.
Would you rather see a single or a diving play and shift? I don't know.
Yeah. See, I think most people who don't really know baseball, what's more exciting is seeing the guy, you know,
run around the bases.
Yeah, run around the bases and score, which is also part of, I think, the extra inning rule.
Yeah, more scoring is better.
I don't know. The defensive side is also a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. It is.
I love watching.
Like, a good defensive defense. Play.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, I prefer lower scoring games because they're always more intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a pitching battle, then it gets kind of boring.
Well,
I like them, but well, not as much.
13 innings of a pitcher battle, I think, scarred Jacob.
Okay, that's
so.
Yeah, I guess so.
I agree. It's very fun for a 9-inning game to watch a pitcher stool. But then, not every single
13
game.
13 innings is but, kind of rough.
Yeah. I always love it because, like, scoreless. The pitchers are both so good. But, like, one mistake, like, there was a game this year is Berríos versus Darvish, like, two of the aces going head-to-head. Mm-hmm. And then Darvish just gave up, I think it was, like, one home run, and then that was the difference in the game. And then there was another one, Bauer versus Darvish, same thing. Like, Moustakas hit a three-run shot in the first, and the final score was 3-0.
Huh.
So, I mean, that's why I love pitchers' duels. It's just because, like, you know, they're just masters of what they do.
It's
so.
True.
It's true. Well, I think as a new baseball fan or someone who doesn't know baseball, it's harder to get into pitching and the defensive side.
Yeah.
When you're hitting, it's easy to know, like, oh, he hit the ball far. Cool.
I like this.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
People want to see people hit the ball. They don't want to see
pitchers
strike out games. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Although I understand it, but I don't really like it.
I don't like it, but I understand.
I love watching a 15 strikeout game, honestly, because there's so much fun to watch. But well, further updates, if we're going around, Yankees and DJ LeMahieu are no closer to signing a deal. and they may now even be $50 million apart in what they
The Yankees trying to undercut DJ LeMahieu.
We'll see what's going to happen with that,
like,
because...
Something.
If we don't sign him,
maybe DJ LeMahieu doesn't want to take the money, and the Yankees' offer is just $50 million too high.
Do you think he's gonna stay though?
I don't know.
Where else would he go? Like, that's, who? What team is
back to the
Rockies?
I could
see him going to the Toronto.
He's not going to
the Toronto.
I could see him going to Toronto.
He's not going.
I could see him going to Philly.
I could see him going to the Mets.
Philly?
Yeah.
They're not paying. They wasted all their money on Harper.
No, they don't have enough money to pay Harper.
I think they were. There was a rumor that they were considering trading Harper.
Yeah.
Who would take him?
I don't know who.
Why would you sign him for 13
years? That's the problem with signing him for 13 years. Is now nobody wants him.
Yeah. You got him.
Which
have
is
him.
Hilarious.
He's not that bad. I think
he's
good.
Not bad.
He had a great season last year.
But who wants to inherit a, what is it, 13-year, $300 million contract?
I mean, it's like 11 now, right?
Still.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies might just get Real Muto, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
They're not really
the Phillies aren't getting Real Muto.
They're not getting Real Muto.
They're not getting Real Muto. No.
They can't
afford to pay
the Phillies. I think the Phillies are surprised us and signed somebody.
mean, no. No. They're literally no. broke. They're,
no, I don't think
so. They're not. They don't have enough money to maintain their current payroll.
They're not re-signing Gregorius, who had a great year for them.
Dude, I hope the A's get Gregorius. That'd be really nice. But
I want the Yankees. No, they could. I want the Yankees to re-sign him, so then Torres can go back to second where he belongs.
Imagine having Gregorius and Olsen like back to back in the lineup. Exactly. Well, we need a minute. Two of the best left-handed swings in baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just forever scarred by Gregorius, but
yeah, that was awesome. Anyway, I honestly don't know if LeMayu will stay. I thought 100% he'd come back, and I feel like it's something we have to do, like 100% have to do if we want to compete next year. But I don't know now. Like, if we're not willing to pay him, he's not gonna come back.
I mean, it's for sure their top priority right now.
Yeah, they've said that. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we're going to sign a deal, so... Yeah,
but was the problem the money or, like, the money amount? And I heard, like, he wanted 5 years?
Yeah, he wants 5 years, $125 million, and the Yankees want to do 3 years, $75 million, basically. Yeah. And they're probably willing to go a little higher than that. Maybe max, like, 4 years, maybe, like, $90, $100 million. Maybe max, like, $110. I don't think they want to do $125. This is where the Stanton deal sucks. The
Yankees playing it.
I know. Who'd have thought?
Really is 2020.
I know.
I honestly could see him going to the Mets.
I would hate that.
That would be so funny.
I hate the Mets.
Mets are becoming scary, though.
But they suck every year. No matter how scary they might seem, they always suck. And it's like
that is true.
I mean, they do. They'll probably get better. And like, I mean, with Steve Cohen, like it seems like he has plans, so yeah, I'm sure they might get good, but I hate them. I hate their colors. I hate their stadium. I hate their team. Like, nothing about them. Nothing about the Mets makes me go. Nothing about the Mets makes me go, oh wow, they're kind of cool. Like, I just dislike them in pretty much
everywhere. Yeah, and they're from New York.
Yeah, ew.
Well, no. They're from Queens, which ew. But
is Syndergaard going to be back next season?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah,
they just avoided arbitration with him.
Apparently, there are more Mets fans in New York than Yankees fans. What? Just so you guys
know. How does that even work? I believe that.
It's because most of the Yankees fans are in England.
So true. Or Europe.
Honestly, I feel like that makes sense because all the New Yorkers are like, no, we don't want the Yankees. Everyone likes the Yankees. We'll go with the Mets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Makes sense.
Even though they suck.
But the guy in the B movie was a Mets fan.
Yes, that's he true. Was.
Like, all the...
I'm gonna point that out.
In most, like, television and movies, if there's a person from New York... Like, and you see their room, there's going to be, like, some sort of Mets pendant in there. Yeah. Pennant, yeah. My bad.
It's okay. Yeah, it's true. Well, I just, like... Okay, who here, honestly, likes the Mets colors?
I like the Mets.
You do, I like the Mets real? Colors, yes.
Ew, like, blue, orange, and white.
You have an arm sleeve that's blue, orange, and white.
That's a basketball sleeve, though.
But it's still the same colors.
Okay, I got that when I was 12, so... It was before I was a Yankees fan.
Anyways, I think the colors are
actually,
good.
Okay, you want to know, I like their colors. Know it's a funny story?
Orange is not a good color.
I know it's funny with that sleeve? I literally got another one. I bought two. One for my best friend and one for me. And the one I got myself is blue, orange, and white. Very much Mets colors in every way. Uh-oh. And the other one that I bought for my friend, no joke, no lie, is navy blue, gray, and white. I'm dead serious. I just remembered
that's
that.
That's great.
And I gave it to him because it was bigger and like it would fit his arm better than mine.
Please tell me he's a Mets fan.
No. He's a Royals fan, actually. He's a Royals fan. Yeah.
It works.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it was just before I followed baseball, but it is kind of funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, actually, I think I might have let him have a choice about which one he liked, and he took that one, so I didn't mind. But yeah, anyway, hate the Mets.
The Mets made... Who has the ugliest... uniform in baseball.
Now the Padres changed theirs.
Yeah, so I like the Padres.
Those
now.
Are awesome. The brown. Yeah, the brown is really nice.
Yeah, I like all the the Padres really up their uniform game.
I don't like the Angels jerseys.
Really? I'm not a big fan either.
Like, I don't hate them, but like they're just like, Like, yeah. I feel like they could do a lot better.
I agree, actually.
I like them.
I like their hats are all right,
though. I love the A's. I like the Astros. The Astros changed from the burnt red whatever to blue and orange was a good change. Let's see. If we're going through the AL West. I like the Rangers. The Rangers are really nice. They're red and their blues are really nice.
Mariners are okay. It's kind of standard.
Yeah, I like the Mariners.
I really like the Mariners jerseys. Especially their like alternate ones with the navy blue and the gold. Those are super cool.
Yeah.
I like those a lot. But yeah, and then I like the White Sox jerseys, I think. And the Twins have gotten pretty good. Yeah, they're fine. Tigers are decent.
The Tigers are just boring, they're just classic.
So it's kind of like, yeah, they're fine. Royals, I do really like Royals generally. Are, like their powder blue is really nice. Yeah. And their white is okay.
I really like the Marlins' new uniform.
The Marlins' new ones are really nice.
I don't like Chicago's, the Cubs.
The Cubs? Really?
I don't like the Cubs.
I mean,
I haven't loved them, but they're never going to change.
Boring.
So.
Yeah, they're boring.
It's just pinstripes with the Cubs patch.
Yeah. I think the Blue Jays changes were really good last year to the jerseys. Those have been really nice. They need to bring back their maple red, whatever it was, because those were really nice. But I like the Rays jerseys a ton, to be honest.
Yeah, the Rays have awesome jerseys.
I like the Yankees jerseys. The road gray the road gray gets really boring.
Yeah, after
10 games on the road. So then you come home and you see pinstripes and you're like, God has just smiled down on us today. But yeah, I wouldn't mind if the Yankees found another jersey. I would not mind that at all.
I really wish the Dodgers would play in their... Because they have their spring training uniforms, which are the all the blues.
Too, yeah.
Those are... I like those.
Yeah, I like the Yankees blue and white as well for spring training.
I'm gonna be honest, the Rockies have nice jerseys.
The Rockies are clean.
I think road grays should just be banned.
I agree.
From all teams.
So true.
I agree.
some of them I like, but they don't wear them often. Like the Rays and the Red Sox, especially because we play them a lot. And even the Orioles, they've all like stepped away from the road grays because they have them and they'll wear them every now and then. But then they also wear like the Orioles wear the orange jerseys, the black jerseys.
Yeah.
Red Sox have the navy blue, which I really like, honestly. And then the Rays have their navy blue, which they wore like every game of the postseason, which was really weird.
How do we feel about the Orioles uniforms?
Because like orange.
Here's the thing. I like their black and orange.
Oh, I love those.
That's true.
Their regular ones, not a fan.
Their white ones?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mind them. They're like meh. I'm okay with them.
I think the Mets are worse.
I think the Mets have the worst uniform.
I hate the Mets jerseys.
Yeah. I don't like their logo either. It's so cluttered.
Yeah, that's just left. And then like
it's like the New York skyline in a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Their stadium and everything. It's just like ew. Everything about them says ew to me. But yeah.
Anyway, I seriously doubt.
There's a jersey recap. The Braves have super nice jerseys.
Oh yeah,
those are some of the best in baseball.
Yeah.
Marlins are great. Mets
I'm gonna be
suck.
Honest. I don't really like the Phillies jerseys.
I like the Phillies.
I like their baby blues. They're like the blue and maroon.
Those classics are awesome.
The classic picture of McCutcheon in the maroon jersey just opened with the sunglasses.
Yeah. I really like their like cream colored ones as well with like the navy blue helmets and stuff. I kind of like those, but I don't like their other jerseys much. Yeah. Kind of meh. But yeah, but then the Nats, I'm okay with their jerseys. I'm indifferent towards them.
I like the black one or
the navy
blue ones. The one that they kept winning in the World Series.
Those are nice.
Yeah, good memories associated with
those. Amen. Not
good.
Amen. Good
well, they beat the Astros, so
very Amen. Good memories. Very good memories.
Indeed. But yeah, that's a quick jersey recap. Let's see. I hate the Pirates' new jerseys.
Pirates.
The old ones were way better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I like the Pirates jerseys. I just don't like the lettering on it.
Yeah.
At all.
I agree. I'm fine with the colors, but like the lettering is like ew a little bit. Like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. I like the Cardinals jerseys. Those are decent and they're classic.
Cardinals. Yeah.
The Reds jerseys. They have like 15 million different ones. But yes, I'm okay with them. I'm okay with them, I suppose. And the Cubs could use a little bit of work this time. I really like the Brewers jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Brewers are nice.
Yeah.
I like their all blue and yellow. Yeah, those are sick.
Their logo is nice.
Yeah, the Brewers are great. So yeah, that's is about
how
it.
How do we feel about the D-backs?
Oh, they're cool. They're some of them are. It's hit or miss, honestly.
Okay, yeah. We'll start. Okay, if we're going to NL West, Dodgers, I'm all right with them. They have enough color variant in there to where you don't get super duper bored.
Giants.
The Giants actually like. Yeah. I actually really like them.
I don't like their gray.
I don't love.
Well, I like their orange ones, and their black ones are really cool.
The black ones, I like the black ones.
That's why I like their jerseys.
Yeah.
Rockies have great jerseys.
Yes. Yeah.
Dodgers.
Except for those vests.
Those are stupid. Those are awful. I don't understand.
Those vests are great.
Like, I don't understand who approved that.
Why don't you just wear a normal black jersey?
The White Sox need to bring back their vests.
Down vest? Like, what the heck?
The White Sox need to bring back their vests.
I disagree.
What about the Rockies purple?
The Rockies purple is super nice.
The Padres are sick.
Yeah, their new ones.
Their new ones are awesome. They fixed themselves in every way.
Yeah, they're an amazing, and it's at a perfect time because now they have a great team. They have great jerseys. They're gonna get some nice revenue from fans.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really like the brown. I don't really like the new jerseys.
I love them.
I was not expecting to like the brown.
That good, yeah, same.
Because it's brown. But,
and, like, when I saw them, I was kind of like, yeah. And then, like, I saw them wearing them, I was like, those are nice. Like, those are really nice.
Also watching Tatis do a bunch of bets.
And, yeah, it looks sick.
That didn't help for me. If anything, it made it the opposite.
Who has the best logo in the MLB?
Logo?
I mean,
wait, let's talk about the D-backs jerseys first.
We have to finish jersey recap with Caleb.
I think they're nice.
If you're at home, look up D-back jerseys.
My dad. Everyone else we knew. Okay, those... The purple and light blue are like the best jerseys.
Really?
But do those still exist?
I hate those.
Those don't exist.
I hate those.
Those aren't my favorite. They're classic. Like the all purple and the light blue numbers. That's not my favorite. But the white pinstripes with purple, Luis Gonzalez 2001 World Series. Those are sick. I don't really hate those jerseys.
They don't play them anymore.
I don't like a lot of their other jerseys. Like, I don't like the lettering in the teal for like the white.
Really?
Like that. Yeah, like the, their black
the
ones.
I like the teal.
Well, but it doesn't go with the rest of the jersey, in my opinion. Like,
I think it.
But then
I think
like,
it
because,
makes it stand out more, which
I mean,
like.
Yeah. But like the front of the jersey is red, and then the back is like teal, and it's like, wait, what? You know, it's just like I like the black. I'm okay with the red. I mean, I just think they could be a lot better.
My question is, why are they the colors that they are? Because, like, they're the Diamondbacks, but none of those colors have anything to do with
Well, I think the purple and the light blue did, which is why I like those. I'm like, okay, I could see a Diamondback, I guess, in those colors. And it's like Randy Johnson-esque.
No.
Yeah. Those
have you ever seen a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
They're not purple and blue.
They're not the Arizona rattlesnakes.
Yeah, but that's what a Diamondback is.
A Diamondback rattlesnake.
Well, but it can be.
I like that.
No. The Diamondback is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, but then aren't there other snakes that, like, not that you could, like, when you say Diamondbacks, like, there are a lot of snakes that fall under that category, though, right?
No, it's
just
a rattlesnake. That's what they're named after.
Okay.
Because that's what that area is famous for.
But
is their rattlesnake.
That color scheme is just classic.
Yeah.
You see pictures of Randy Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I think I like it.
I don't understand why you step away from that, because those look sick to me. Like the
I don't like him, honestly.
I like
them. Their jerseys now or the
no the
past
the,
ones?
The old ones the,
oh, the old
purple
ones
and
great.
Blue like the only jersey I like of the Diamondbacks I think is like they're just standard white home jersey. Like
those are okay.
The only one that I think is decent.
I like their black ones. Those are decent. With the A.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, honestly, they're not my favorite. I feel like they could be a lot better.
Okay, who has the best and worst
logo
in baseball?
Are we counting, like, secondary logos?
No.
No, we're not counting secondary logos.
Wait, what do you mean secondary logos?
Well, because the Yankees' primary logo sucks.
Because
no.
Okay. Because, no, because a lot of teams have two. The NYs we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Or the Yankees, for sure.
I would call that's their secondary logo, I think.
So the primary would be the one with the round one.
No.
Yeah. The Yankees.
No, but NYs
no.
are. Their
no,
secondary
we're talk,
one is
we're
the
talking
hat.
About, like, on the hat.
Yeah,
on
the
hat.
If we're talking hat logos, okay.
No, but then our primary logo outside of that, I mean, isn't really that. I mean,
like, that's the one that shows up, like, on all the websites.
Yeah,
and all
it's
that
just because.
Stuff.
We're talking about the hat logos.
But
hat
in the 50s, that was invented for, like, our marketing, basically.
Yeah.
So now
you know
every
what?
Time.
I like the Mariners logo.
They have for the hat logo. Yeah.
They do.
They have a really nice
logo. With the compass in the middle of the hat.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is pretty cool.
I don't like the Marlins one, actually.
I love the Marlins
one. I like the Marlins new one.
Because they just have the M, right?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. You're all going to hate me. Well, all but one of you is going to hate me. Wait, is this your best? Not my best, but I like the New York logo.
The Yankees?
It's,
the Yankees?
It's classic. Here's the thing.
That's similar, right?
I don't like just the Reds logo.
This is it.
Because I feel like it's too simple.
Well,
and I feel the same.
The logo is so unique.
I don't like
it. Not like every other sports team.
Not like every sports team uses it.
Yeah. But I feel like the Yankees logo does just enough, but it doesn't do too much. And it, like, it, I think it's good.
I think, thank you. I think the problem is that it's just not even associated with the Yankees anymore.
Because, I just look at it and see the evil empire.
I mean, I guess you can attribute that to, I guess you can attribute its success to how good of a logo it is. Because, I mean, that, it has become a global icon.
I also love the White Sox.
It's just
classic.
Quite
fashionable.
So. Yeah, I do like the White Sox.
I like the White Sox. Yeah.
I also like the A's logo. Yeah, the Sox one.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice logo.
I like the A's logo.
The A's one is really nice, honestly.
I don't. I really don't like the Orioles logo.
Really?
Like
the bird one?
The bird.
I like
the ones in the batting helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My least favorite, it might be KC or Cleveland.
You want to show us?
Yeah, I do. I don't like the Royals.
I don't like KC.
I don't like the Royals either.
Yeah, no.
I can't see.
The Blue Jays one is nice.
Yeah, Blue Jays are okay.
Pull them up.
Cardinals is clean. Brewers is super nice.
Brewers. Dude, I really like the Marlins one. I don't know why, but
the Marlins one is really nice.
It's clean.
Yeah, Marlins
is
clean.
It's well incorporated.
Honestly. Yeah,
it's and really it's got like it's got black, and then it's also got colors to like back it up. Yeah,
I like the Philadelphia. I like the Philadelphia P. It's unique. I think it's cool.
And there's Pittsburgh.
I like the Pittsburgh P. like if I'm honest, really? I like it.
I like it. Logo. It's decent.
I like that one more than Philly.
I don't really like St. Louis or the Cubs. To be honest,
I like
St. Louis.
Those are your favorite ones?
I don't like them.
Just an L.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
take the L.
I don't like complicated hat logos.
I don't like the Rockies.
I don't like the Angels that much either.
Yeah, the Angels is like, bleh.
Where is the Angels?
I don't like the Angels.
It's okay.
I like the Angels.
It's just, I just see the jersey when I see that. It's fitting. Ew.
What I just see it and see Mike Trout, so I'm like,
that's cool. If I had to pick a favorite one, I might go with the Texas Ranger T.
Yeah, to be honest. I was just looking at
that. That is like one of my favorite ones.
That's a really good one.
I would go with the Mariners over the Texas.
I think I will pick the Texas Rangers one because seeing that red T icon on that game and stuff, I think is cool.
I don't actually mind busy logos. Like, I think it's fine.
I really like Atlanta's too.
So, yeah, Atlanta's is super nice.
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm going to have to go with the Marlins.
Yeah, for best. Two best for the Marlins.
I like the Dodgers logo too, but I don't think it's the best.
No.
Yeah, it's simple-ish.
It's similar to the it's like one from a distance.
I to be honest, I also like the Rays one. It's pretty nice.
I think I'm gonna have to agree with Noah. I think the Marlins have the best logo.
Just so on color scheme alone.
Hat logo.
Hat logo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really like the
Mariners or the Marlins. I don't know.
I'd say Mariners.
Mariners. Yeah, the Mariners one's really nice.
It is.
I might go with Texas though. I do like that one.
Don't the Mariners have the alternate where it's just the compass?
Yeah.
I like that one better than
the
main one.
That one better than the main one as well.
It's on their light.
Well, I think they're pretty much decided on Marlins and Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Marlins.
Look at that. They won something.
Marlins, Mariners.
Yeah, they both won something. No way.
Let's go.
The Marlins and Mariners, pretty great logos.
Yeah.
Excited.
All right, well, we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
Go for a while.
Yeah.
So that has been jersey recap with Caleb and logo recap with everyone.
Also some other news.
Some hot stove updates, stuff like that.
We have to
remove
that.
No, it's not.
The warm oven.
The warm oven. Warm oven updates.
Warm oven. What's the thing called
it's
where
not
you
even
cook fried chicken? It's like the frying bag.
The fryer?
Fryer.
I don't know.
Updates from the
above
the free agent fryer. The free agent fryer. Wait, no, that just sounds like the swinging fryer.
No. Oh, we should talk about mascots in another episode.
Yeah. In another episode.
I got a rant coming.
Yankees don't have one.
Thank you for listening to Fried Chicken Dingers.
We'll see you next time. Make sure you follow us on all our socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, and wherever you listen to podcasts, except for Google Podcasts.
Because they have standards.
All right.
This is Fried Chicken Dingers signing off.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.